to you, Gary, on WINY 1350 AM.
And welcome back to Remember When, 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. Your phone calls remembering Steve Busquets this morning. Pete Regas is here. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
And Jeff Busquets.
Good morning,
is here.
Gary.
Jeff, good morning to you.
Got no, nice, Gary.
What's that?
When you and I were talking off air, it's amazing the stories that my father had. Some of them, I'm sure, are a little far-fetched sometimes, but it's amazing. Every day, obviously, I worked only 3 feet away from him every single day, but he would tell me these things about, 20 years ago, I did this for 5 years. He had so many random jobs, and I'd like to hear from some of the people that, you know, some random jobs. I know he had some great memories when he was in the National Guard, and he had a lot of National Guard friends, and even when he was younger, playing softball and baseball and everything like that, and he just had odd jobs for a while when he was younger. And I know a lot of people have stories out there like that, but that I think that would be very neat to hear.
I got an email yesterday from Judy LaRoche, who writes, my earliest memory of Steve was playing softball with my dad, Foxy Fortin, for Snuffy's Package Store, along with Beansy Shinai, Roland Gardner, and Mike Tatro. He had real blonde hair back then and was a handsome older guy. She says she was probably about 12 at the time and more interested in his brother Dave and nephews Scott and Bob Tatro. Little side note there. A few years later, I remember he taught fifth grade at St. James in Danielson. Since my dad passed away in 1985, whenever I saw Steve, he brought back happy memories of my father. As an adult working with Danielson Main Street Incorporated, I saw his generosity firsthand. He was all about making everything better and safer for our downtown merchants and our citizens. He will be definitely missed. Judy Fortin LaRoche. Thank you, Judy, for that email. Danny Rivero, state representative on the line. Danny, good morning to you. Danny, good morning to you.
Great day to honor someone very, very special. To Jeff, Judy and I send our condolences to you. And
thank you, Danny.
You got some large shoes to fill, Jeff, but I'm sure you can do it.
I will.
You know, I came back yesterday, and I was in session all day. And I think it was about 11 o'clock last night. I got back to my office in Hartford. And there sitting on my desk, and I didn't even ask for it, was a brochure, Jeff, of you, your dad, May Flexer, myself. That was part of a big part of my campaign literature. And somebody in Hartford that helped with the work. I must have read it and heard about him, and there was his brochure, 11 o'clock at night, sitting on my desk in Hartford. Mm. So it brought back some good memories, and keep up the good work. You know what I enjoyed about him, and don't tell me he was handsome, because that's a lot of baloney. But anyway, one thing that I think both of us enjoyed was we always busted one another. I think, Jeff, you sat with us not too long ago, and your father got up and told a story, and I got up and made fun of his story, and that was only maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and I think it was what made him such a delight. I mean, he knew how to kid with people, when to get excited, when not to get excited, when to be serious. And I think it's going to be someone we're all going to miss forever. But, Jeff, you're going to be there, and you're going to do a good job, and you're going to bring on his tuition. And best of luck to everybody.
Thank you.
And you, Gary, you get
thanks.
All you can do when things like this happen is just say that, God, we're lucky we knew him.
Yep.
And the best is yet to come, because we're going to never let them get out of our mind.
And remember the good times.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Dan.
Everybody have a great day.
Danny Rivero, state representative. Boy, he hit on my favorite part of being friends with your father was the...
Go ahead, say it.
The breaking you know what. Yes. Which was nonstop. It was relentless. If I would walk into the store or he would walk into the radio station, it would start immediately. And we'd just try to one-up the next
guy and
out-insult the next guy. And we would laugh and just constantly breaking each other up. And
the amount of times they had to break you two up.
I'm telling you, man.
You're going to go at each other.
I love that the most. I really did. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. It's Rick Hayes.
Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Chief Hayes, good morning to you. What are your thoughts this morning,
Chief?
You
know, I'm afraid that Katie may be a little bit upset with me for bringing this up, but she was actually my fifth grade teacher.
Yep.
And I remember in the fifth grade, the entire class wrote letters to Steve while he was at boot camp.
Really?
And, yeah, the whole class did.
Wow.
And I can still remember how impressed I was as a fifth grader when he came to visit us in his uniform.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, they've just been some of our favorite couples ever since that time.
That is a great memory. And, you know, like Jeff pointed that out, you just hear something new every time. That's a new one. Rick, I want to thank you very much for that memory.
Yeah, you know, in a couple hours, I'm heading out to North Carolina, so I won't be here for the services in this upcoming week, but we will be here in Seoul in our best wishes to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Chief Ricky Hayes checking in this morning. Steve coming to talk before the class with his uniform on. That's pretty good. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, who's this? You're on the air.
This is Sam Markley.
Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, I was sure hoping you would check in this morning. What's on your mind today, Sam?
Well, first of all, I want to pass on my condolences to Jeff and his lovely family, and, of course, to you, Gary, and Peter. And,
thank you.
Everybody involved, but you know, Steve and I go back a long way, and we competed against each other in high school athletics and from Putnam and Killingley, and then we had the misfortune of joining the Putnam National Guard at the same time. And speaking of Hogan's Heroes, you know, and nowadays they activate the National Guard and send them off to fight wars. If they'd have done that with us, we would have been some sort of a subordinate country to Vietnam or something, because we were not capable of doing that. But we had a lot of fun. Over the years, Steve and I collaborated, I would say, on many projects, and he was always fertile in his mind with something that he wanted to do, and I believe he would call me first, because I know I would call him first when I had something I wanted to do. And along with Warren Rosenberg and Ed DeZonier, I think we formed a nice little group there to get things going. And I'll never forget him because, like you said, his sarcasm sometimes you had to sit back and say, "Wait a minute, what do you mean there?" Yeah. You know, but
exactly,
there was something behind it.
Yep.
But
I
love the guy. I think just about everybody that has talked out this morning can attribute to that. And I know the wife loved him; she thought he was a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're all going to miss him, Gary. But
we're going to miss him very much, Sam.
It was great having him here.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. Sam Markley on the line this morning. I'm very glad that Sam managed to get in here today, because I know Steve just loved talking smack about old football games,
right.
Putnam versus Killingley. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Thelma Cutler.
Thelma, good morning to you. What are your thoughts today, Thelma?
Well, first of all, I want to extend my sympathies to Jeff, Jennifer, and Kate, and all the rest of the family. I knew Steve wasn't feeling well, but it was still a shock. We bought all of our appliances ever since he was in business from them, and one day I was in there, I guess I had purchased one or going to or something, and I mentioned we were trying to sell a house in Danielson, and Jeff spoke up, and his dad was in agreement with him that they would buy it because they kind of dabble in real estate also. And my husband was getting too elderly to repair it because of our tenants. They really wrecked it. And so to speak, Steve stepped up and Jeff, and they took the white elephant off of our hands. And we certainly appreciated it. And I'm very sorry to hear that. When we go in the store, he won't be there anymore.
But Jeff will be there.
I'll be there.
Carrying on the tradition. Thelma, thank you very much for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, hon. There you go. Thelma checking in this morning. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning. Hi, morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Donald, how are you?
Fine, Dottie Steinberg. Thank you.
Boy, he loved busting you up. I know that. I learned how to bust you up from Steve.
Yeah, well.
What are your thoughts today?
I'd just like to say condolences from myself and Pat to the whole Busket family, to you and Pete and Jeff there. The remember when, I remember Bud Busket, Mert Busket, Jerry, Mike, Steve.
Yeah.
And I think he got his fishing from his dad, because I can remember his dad digging worms.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I can't go on.
It's okay, Don. That's all right. I understand.
You know, Don, you talk about digging worms. And this is a story, obviously, I've never told anyone because we could have got in trouble. My father taught me how to dig worms.
Illegally?
Yes. Well, I hope Ricky Hayes is still listening to this. Yeah. But we went down to Owen Tar Field one night after it rained, and we're out there digging up the soccer field trying to get the night crawlers. And we're out there with a shovel leaving holes in.
That was you? I think we did a news story on that.
I'll never forget that. I was
very worn out for you.
Hi, you're on the air. Remember when? Good morning.
Good morning. It's Uncle Dan.
Uncle Dan, Dan Salvas. What's on your mind today, Dan? Go ahead.
Well, little story for Jeff might remember. Years ago, my son was probably about 10. Jeff probably 13. We went ice fishing with Steve and Jeff. We would meet at Valley Springs. And Steve would tell me, don't bother bringing that hand auger you've got, because I've got a gas ice auger, and I just had it all tuned up.
Oh, geez.
And that's the best thing going.
He was big on maintenance. We all know that.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, you know, when you get there, the hand auger, that gas-operated ice auger that he spent $3 trying to fix, doesn't work. We had to borrow ice augers.
Yep.
The following year, we did the same thing. So, Jeff,
I still have it.
Do yourself a favor. If you still have that ice auger, throw it away. Okay? And the other thing, from one salesperson, just so that I had a lot of respect for your dad. Anybody that can sell you an appliance, whether you paid more, less, or whatever, you always walked out with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And if you can accomplish that in sales, you're the best.
Thank you.
So my best wishes to your family. We'll miss them greatly. And I know he'll be up there fishing with my dad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Uncle Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
See ya. That was pretty good at the end there, too. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
Hi, who's this?
John Smith.
John, what's on your mind, buddy?
Not much. I used to enjoy the times when Steve would show up at the shop at the end of the day. And I took a lot of his business ideas. The man had great ideas.
Yeah.
And he told me, just make sure you give a good deal, treat people right, and you're going to do fine.
Absolutely.
And also, when I kind of got into the political thing a little bit, he said, you're not causing trouble.
What political thing?
What political thing? He said, you're not causing trouble. You're not a stirrer. You're holding people accountable. Remember that.
Yep.
And he said, the key to it is always offer a solution. And he always pushed that on me. And I kept it in my head. And it's from him that I got that. And
good advice.
He's going to be sadly missed. He was a great guy. And I wish the family the best. And Jeff, you're going to do fine.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Good talking to you.
John Smith checking in this morning. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning.
Hey, Gary. Dave Kader. How are you?
Dave, great. Nice to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to offer my condolences also. But part of Steve's generosity went to helping younger people, too. And in 1988, I graduated from college. And at the same time, my cousin, one of my best friends, Mark Archambault, did. And Steve was generous enough to put us on the delivery crew at Busch Gas Appliance, and he called us the French Connection. And we might have been smart in college, but we weren't exactly the best delivery men ever.
Mm-hmm.
And a few dropped air conditioners and
that's how they
appliances
started
later.
Yep.
And it was like the other woman said, he might have been mad, but he didn't really let you know it. He let you know it in a nice way.
Yeah.
And it was a great summer to spend there. The place was like Cheers. I mean, everybody in town came through and stopped.
That's right. That's right.
And I learned Steve's filing system. It's over there in that pile, he'd say.
Yep, that's right. To this day, to the end, right?
You do learn some great things from him, and it's about, you know, if you're part of the community and you're nice to people, like somebody else just said, that your business will come to you and you give back at the same time. And I just enjoyed the short time that I got to spend with him and then knowing him over the rest of the years.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your thoughts today.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Dave Kader checking in this morning. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Yes, who's this?
It's Chaplain Flexer.
Chaplain Flexer. Howard, what's on your mind, buddy?
I just want to say this. His loss made this chaplain, tough Marine, cry. And whenever I smile, it'll be because he always smiled.
Yeah.
And God bless him.
Thank you, and God bless you, Howard. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Made a lot of people cry. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes, who's this?
It's Lisa Morissette.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. How are you? What's on your mind today?
Good. Just want to say on behalf of myself, and Steve is a good member of our Putnam Lodge, number 574, we're going to miss him.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Good morning. Jeff, Pete, and Gary McGello, how are you this morning?
Morning, Mike. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to say to Jeff, thanks to you and your family for sharing with us. He's an inspiration to many people. I know he taught me a few things, and he's going to be missed. So, Jeff, I know that he'd be really a little upset because we're being sad. He'd want us to be happy.
Yep.
But, you know, I think he'll allow it for today.
I think so. Thanks, Mike.
So, God bless you all.
Thank
God
you.
God bless
Thanks,
you, Mike. I appreciate your phone call. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, who's this?
Gary. Good yes. morning, Gary. Jeff, this is Uncle Bill.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Morning, Uncle Bill. What's on your mind today, Uncle Bill?
Okay. I just want to tell a couple of little things about Steve. Way back when I started dating Kay's sister Sue, I lived in Columbia. Kay was going to Eastern and living in Willimantic, and Steve was living in the jungle at UConn.
Yep.
Well, every weekend we'd be in Putnam. It became a ritual on Sunday night that Kay would drive us back. She'd drop Steve off at the jungle at UConn, drop me off in Willimantic, and I'd have friends that would take me home from there. And that was a regular Sunday night ritual we did back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
One other story I want to tell about, for people that don't know it, Steve occasionally liked a beer.
No.
It's not so. The secrets are coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, they're coming out. But Jen was just a toddler. We were down at Weekapog. It was Sue and I and Kay and Steve and Jen. And Steve had taught Jen that a can of Budweiser was Dad's juice, so she wouldn't drink it. She always saw a can of Budweiser. She knew that was Dad's juice. Well, we're on the blanket, and all of a sudden, there's a little ruckus behind us. Jen had gone back and taken some guy's beer away from him. And kept saying it's Dad's juice, and she wouldn't give it back to him. She was trying to give it to Steve.
That's great. That's great. Uncle Bill, thank you very much for the phone call.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And speaking of Jen, good morning to you.
Hi, Gary. Hi. Jeff. Hi, Jen.
How you doing, Jen?
Hi. Oh, we're holding up. It's been a horrible week.
Yep, it sure has. It sure has. What's on your mind this morning, Jen?
You know, Gary, it's amazing the outpouring of the support from the community. I mean, the three of us have been up in Boston for 5 weeks, and
yep.
this little shell just, you know, by his side, and to come home to the community and just to really see how much people love him is unbelievable. And, you know, we all know that my dad was a phenomenal businessman and philanthropist, but Jeff and I really know what an amazing father he was. You know, he made such a difference in this community to so many people, but he made a world of a difference to us.
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's looking down at all of us. He's smiling, and he wants us to carry on his spirit, work together for local community, and support local businesses.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
You know, every man loves his children. I mean, that's obvious. But Jeff and Jen, your dad, man, he loved you guys so much, and so proud of both of you. I remember when I first met Steve at the store. I mean, you were always in the back. You could hear that basketball, yeah. just hitting yeah. the basketball and shooting hoops. And I think he smiled the biggest and was the happiest when he was telling me stories about your life and Jen's life. And he just adored you guys. And, you know, I know you know that, yeah. But it really, that's what I really remember yeah. About Steve and his family. Okay, we had about a minute to go. Pete, go ahead.
I just want to run a couple of things through his high school yearbook, if I can see here.
You got a minute.
sorry. He was involved. This is from his yearbook. He was involved in varsity football 2, 3, and 4, varsity basketball 2, 3, and 4, varsity baseball 1, 2, and 3, but it looks like his fourth year he was a volunteer fireman. Golf 1 and 2, JV football 1, JV basketball 1, Handyman's Club. I have no idea what that is. Student Council, and we'll miss you, pal. My first recollection of Steve was playing basketball in the corner of Grove and Ring Street, and Bud putting up a piece of plywood to hang yep. a basket on, yep. and playing basketball in a dirt driveway. And although you're not here, Steve, and somebody else might be sitting in your seat, nobody will ever replace you.
Thank you. Jeff, final word.
Again, Gary, I just want to thank everybody for supporting us. Through this time, and I think the greatest compliment I can give my father, two of them basically, is that our community wouldn't be the same without him. I know a lot of people said it, and the community had my word that I'm going to try my best to do it. And, you know, my other probably biggest compliment to him is that I hope I can be a father like him one day.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Calling hours for Steve Bousquet. Our Monday from 4 to 8. Monday from 4 to 8 at Gilman Funeral Home. Funeral is Tuesday at 12 noon at the Putnam Congregational Church. WNY Putnam, 9 o'clock.
Continued occupation of Arab lands is unsustainable and called for future borders to be based on the ones Israel had before the 67 Mideast War.